I want you to remember that. There's one thing that God does not control on earth, and it's the human will.
Agents steps also need to be taken by law enforcement agents. audiences now to ensure this complaint is registered and move over that Zuma is complete to testify during his scheduled appearance for the next week of 15th to the 19th of February. If Zuma is allowed to continue this behavior, it will entrench a perception that he is above law. The DA spokesperson on the justice. The SAPS in particular needs to be prepared to arrest Zuma should he fail to show up. If he carries through with his plan, Zuma must be arrested and face the full consequences of his appealing behavior, just like any other citizen would have to do. Mwesho, kina gana gore re tlile pheletsong ya di politics update ja ga tse e leng gore di a tswelela ja mamutsana mona. Nna le wena, we still together here on My Dial with Pilari Selwane. It's your breakfast show. We still on our beautiful morning. O gona ka magae ka morning. O gopola gore the number to dial for us is 087-808-3962. 087-808-3962. Another number to dial for us is somebody will be joining me on my chair or on my table here. A beautiful conversation. My dear Pilari, it is like the issues on a daily basis. So please do not go anywhere. Stay tuned. Ludacris and Runaway Love. Enjoy it.
And it go a little something like that.
Run away, love. 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 Run away, love.
Now little Lisa's only 9 years old. She's trying to figure out why the world is so cold. Why she's all alone and they never met her family. Mama's always gone and she never met her daddy. Part of her is missing and nobody'll listen. Mama's on drugs, getting up in the kitchen. Bringing home in the different hours of the night. Starting with some laughs, usually ending in a fight. Sneaking in a room when her mama's knocked out. Trying to have his way and little Lisa says ouch. She tries to resist but then all he does is beat her. Tries to tell her mom but her mama don't believe her. Lisa stuck up in the world on her own. Forced to think that hell is a place called home. Nothing else to do but get some clothes and pack. She says she's about to run away and never come back.
Oh, I'm offended. I still qualify for the 350 to youth, you know.
Yes, I believe the youth of today is lazy. I believe they are lazy, and I can justify it. First of all, being lazy is not you not wanting to do the dishes. First of all, another thing is you being lazy is not you not wanting to do your own laundry, cleaning your own room, and. But laziness in this sense is whatever efforts that you are investing towards your life, they are not contributing or yielding results that will have you grow as a person. I mean, young people are lazy to invest time into their dreams. They are lazy to put in the hard work. They are lazy to even invest the necessary efforts into achieving whatever that they want to achieve. So in my opinion, yes, young people are lazy. Yeah.
So, we complain in social media, nothing has been done. We can see that the gender-based violence, sit down, crime, we sit down, not doing anything. Just that every time, that's the only time we are an active youth. Do you agree with our elders? Have I developed on that perspective, we are leading?
Well, yes and no.
Okay,
let's start with the yes. The S just emphasizes the point of just given, where young people are not investing enough time into achieving whatever goals they've set themselves to achieve. So in that sense, it's a yes. No, in a sense that even though, yes, the elders would believe that we are not doing things the way they were done before, let's be realistic of and be conscious of the time zone that we are living in. Things are different. Things have changed drastically, and the most important thing in the change is you need to be able to be a young person and make the best of the change that has come. Yes, we now people that live on the couch, social media, but there are also people who are making money from that. There are people that have turned this lifestyle into a business. So those kind of people now, they change the game altogether. They live in the trend as they are, but yet they're also making a living out of it, which is the same thing similar done previously, but done in a different way. So that's why my answer is a yes and a no. A young person who would use the time that they have to grow is a young person that's going somewhere. And a young person who would use their time to complain, vandalize, and is a lazy person. So it's a matter of you deciding or seeing where exactly you're falling.
Because you know what you're saying, Kaka, it brings me back to this thing. Do you think poverty is man-made? Because we youth, we feel like we're under a lot of poverty. We feel like we're under a lot of pressure. A lot of things, the opportunities are different, or we're the gatekeepers. What's your take on that?
First of all, I would like to personally define poverty as lack of something.
Okay.
So it is not a matter of you not having bread.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not a matter of you not having money, or clothes, shoes, even though they do become part of the definition of poverty.
True.
But poverty in general is just lack. So whatever that you are in lack of, you are in poverty.
Okay.
That's number one. Another thing is that, look, there's always been those gatekeepers. Whether they were purple in the olden days and now they are orange in today's life, but now the thing is that they are always there. And the people that were able to overstep the mark are people that have given themselves this personal task to say, this thing is there. Now, this is a person who says, I sell tomatoes for a living.
Yeah.
I sit in a corner and I sell vegetables and sweets for a living. Ideally, I would want to set up my stall when it's hot, when it's sunny. But I also have to take note of this blockage, of this gatekeeper, which is possibly the rain, it being cold. So it's challenges that we face. People that are now blocking the opportunities from coming to you is the same situation with a person who's selling tomatoes and now the weather is bad. But because the goal is bigger than what you are currently facing, the person would sit down and say, okay, it's raining, but I cannot afford not to sell tomatoes. So what they would do is they would just build a mini shack. It's accommodative to any weather. You see, now, what I'm simply saying is, whatever that challenge or blockage that you come across as a young person to have opportunities not come to you, you need to find a way around it. You need to come up with a solution that will accommodate both what you are doing and what you will not do, but to achieve whatever goal you want to set.
And that seems like hard work.
We are. Well, yo, the what if is a different topic of its own. But what I've learned or what I've noticed is that the generation of today, we are a microwave generation. So we want our noodles to be done in 2 minutes. No one wants to cook spaghetti anymore. You know, we want instant money. Hence, a lot of young people have invested themselves in binary trading, your forex, your stock exchange. It's quick, easy money. No one wants to put in the hard work. But again, who says the work needs to be hard?
Okay.
This is me just breaking it down.
Okay.
Look at this.
Yes.
If you are a young person who is starting to be a medical practitioner,
yes,
a doctor,
yes,
this is what you love. This is what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
The minute you spend hours, endless hours in the hospital, the last thing you'll complain about is, I don't want to do what I'm doing. Because it's driven by what you love. The only reason why people need to work hard and extra hard is because now they're trying to fit in spheres that they don't even belong to. A friend of mine is doing well in this kind of business and I'm trying to be like him. And this person is doing what they love. This is their passion. So even the hard work doesn't feel like hard work, it's passion. So once you find your passion as a young person, then you turn the game all around, because irrespective of the challenges that you might speak of, irrespective of the blockages that you might speak of, irrespective of the hard work that you want to put in, when you're doing something you love, you don't even feel the passion. You don't even feel the hard work.
It's not even a job.
It's not even a job.
Yeah.
It's a matter of you riding the wave and you love surfing. So the only reason why we end up working hard and we don't want to invest and put in the hard work is because we are not doing what we want to do. We are not doing what we are called for. We are just merely living and operating on survival.
It's like, you know, I flex for everyone.
Of course.
It's like
it's a yes and a no.
Okay.
It's a no in the sense that a lot of young people are waiting, but they don't know what they're waiting for. So if at least they're waiting for me to identify what they're good at, then I'll say yes. And it's a yes in a sense that the mindset itself does not even accommodate the kind of thinking that you have. So you're a young person and all you can think of is you'd like to drive the latest M4, you'd love to live in that house, you'd love. But the how to get there is the challenge. Now, as much as we might not want to look at this or don't even believe this, there is someone who's passionate about holding a spade and digging a hole. There's someone who loves just digging rocks up. There's someone who loves getting dirty and fixing a car, taking down her engine, taking it apart, putting it back together, and putting it in the car, and the car runs. There's people who enjoy that. And then there's me and you who are sitting with an empty stomach, and we are saying, Flip, I need to eat. And then the person who does mechanics gives me an opportunity to say, okay, come help me out here.
Yeah.
We go, we help out there. And we are constantly frustrating ourselves with what we do every day. Because instead of us now working towards achieving the big grand goal,
yeah.
we are just doing it to survive.
Mm.
So in all honesty, when you are waiting on me to come and tell you that you are good at speaking, then is that how you wait?
Is that how you wait?
Yeah, I know.
That's another question. Is that how you wait? So now I just want to take it higher there to the government, you know? We forever as youth, no, government is not doing enough. Government is not helping us out. Government, we on our own. Government is not backing us up. What do you think about government and youth and lack of opportunities or more opportunities? But then we don't know about that.
My take is the government will do what it does.
Yeah.
Whether it's enough for you or not is a different story.
Okay.
You look at the greatest people in history.
Yeah.
Most of them, almost everyone that you can think of,
yeah.
they never relied on another person's opinion and opportunities. I mean, the likes of people that changed the world. Let's look at the Wright brothers who came up with the airplane.
Yeah, yes.
They weren't reliant on government. Mm. They weren't reliant on your opinion. They were focused on what they were doing.
Yeah.
Let's look at Albert Einstein, who was declared insane at some point. He did not rely on government.
Yeah.
He was doing what he was doing. And the list is endless. Even coming home, bringing it home here in South Africa, there are many people that stood for what they believed in.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you are waiting on me as the government to come and give you an opportunity, what opportunity are you exactly looking for? And if it's an opportunity for a job, then I advise you to continue just drafting your CV and add as many qualifications to it, because one day you'll find the right thing. But if it's an opportunity for you to make it big, then you need to identify what you want to do and just start home. Charity begins at home.
Yeah.
So a lot of young people now are doing car washes, sneaker wash. They don't rely on government to come and bring in the soap and a scrubbing brush and a bucket and pilots. No, they choose a nice corner, shade, sit down, put a sign up, and they're making a living out of it. Where's government then? So it is not bad for you to look up to the government. They are our leaders. They will bring in opportunities. But it is bad if you are solely reliant on them. Because now if you rely on me as a government, and if I don't play my part, what does it mean to you? That means you wait until I decide to play my part. Sure. It is sad because a wise man, Billy Slikana, said this. He said it is better to be ready without opportunities than have opportunities and not get ready. Even if the government could get off their high chairs, come to me and you sit down with me and you ask you a simple question, what do you want? None of us would be able to answer that. What do you want? If right now you said to me, look, I can even bring it home. Would you like to have a million?
More than that.
Let's give me a number then. Give me a number. 3 million? 10 million?
I think a billion.
Okay, let's give you a billion.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Because, for a God. Yeah, he just... If it's still a boat. You know the beach, yeah? But of course, if that's God.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
It is not a bad thing to want a car.
Yeah.
It is not a bad thing to want a house. It is not a bad thing to want. But have you thought of the fact that you'll be living off a billion and not making more billions from a billion? So chances are you'll be one of the people who sit down and say, hashtag I've
ruled. You know, that's too many.
My point is, you as a young person, you don't even have a plan of your own life. You don't even have a plan of the sand that comes into your pockets. You don't even have a plan on how to make the next 100 grand. And then you want me as government to come give you a tender for 3 million. I can give you 3 million. How many tenderpreneurs went down the drain? How many of them are in debt today? How many of them were big 1 minute and the next day are not big?
I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about the money.
Look, the ones that have really made it
are
the ones who understand. Like, I have a friend of mine who does property. He's been driving a Porsche since 2015. And the first time I saw him driving a Porsche, I was shocked. And he's into property, he buys houses, he sells them. The last time we spoke, he had about 20 houses under his name, you know. And for him to get to a point where he can buy a Porsche, he said something to me which still hits home. He said, you know, it's funny, as a person in the real estate, I would go 2-3 months without making a cent. And the fourth month, I'd make a lump sum.
Yeah.
I can't take that lump sum and I start living off it. So what I then do is I set a standard to say every month I will get a salary of 20,000. From the 20,000, I'm able to pay my bills, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the lump sum, when it comes, it's really not a lump sum, but it's money that's going to cater for a month to come. So if he gets a lump sum today and it's January, he has a salary for the whole year. That means even if he walks in a store, takes a Porsche, he'll be able to afford installments. Why? Because he has taken that lump sum and he has spread it across a year. Which is something that me and you don't think of. I asked you about a billion, the first thing you said is buy a car. Okay, now you've bought a car. What car? Chances are you buy a car worth a million.
Yeah.
Another challenge right there. You know, we want all the grander things, but again, we don't want to put in the work, hence we are lazy. The thinking itself is crippling us.
But
we
are you still
want.
Done by your words?
No, we are lazy.
And now, speaking of lazy... Here's the thing, you know, Rena, as youth, once you come over and you got driver, he has made it. You know, he's successful. For Rena, having owning a car, get automobile and there's another man say,
and not just any car, billion BMW.
You understand? Okay. Zamushuwe, na yano rekile kolo. I want a success. That's what we think.
So please, the sad part or the sad reality about that is the way we define success is sad. The way we define wealth is sad. The way we see having a million is sad. The way we see having possessions of material wealth is sad. You see, a person who would truly say I'm successful is a person who wakes up every day with a purpose and enjoying life. It's purely success. Material things are things that would add on. And people will do things differently based on their situation. So you come across a young person who'd work for 3 months, buy a car, and you buy a starter pack. And the person is thinking, I spent X amount of money on transport, which I can afford equivalent to petrol. I work far, I knock off late. So a car is a necessity.
Yeah.
And then there's me and you. Mm-hmm. I want to be seen. Mama, I made it. For that mere reason, you can tell that the thinking is different.
Yeah.
But a person that wants to be seen will never go where he's not recognized. And where is he recognized? A gas.
Yeah.
Why is he recognized? A gas? Because he was able to do what a whole lot of us are failing to do.
Yeah.
But if you look at the other race, the purple people,
yeah,
they are so used to owning cars that it's not a luxury anymore.
It's not hard for them.
It's not. Yeah. You know, the minute they own a car, it's a different story altogether.
Yeah.
It's a matter of, oh, okay. But with us, it's a matter of, boy. So the thinking on its own cripples us. And hence we end up what? Being lazy. And we are lazy, eh? We are lazy. Yeah, we lazy. You lazy. I'm not lazy. Everyone looking at me is lazy.
Okay. Everyone. Yeah.
Everyone looking at me is lazy.
Yeah, he's offending a lot of people, but then it's okay. Ramos Marela Katu, Obelaka, any. Guys, I'm chilling here with Zamokama, and he's giving us a lot. So, do you think youth here in we that inspiration or the Katagiri code on social media and then everything else? But one of them, Wabolela, Mara, let that code to Hebolela, Haiki Risselo, and then Hire for a KML and do it. Mara, I keep on saying. This code is talking to me, it's talking about me, but I'm not doing anything.
You see, the purpose of a code is to inspire.
Yeah.
The definition of inspire is to ignite fire within, give you the drive to do something.
True.
And the minute you're not doing something based on a code that's been given, you're just one person who likes the sound of it. Mm-hmm. A person who's moved and inspired by a code will move. If the code says, do everything to achieve your goal one step at a time, and you are living according to that, then you're a person who's inspired. But a person would post it and say, God is good. Okay, God is good. A person would say, live your life at one day at a time and yet you're sitting and doing nothing. Now, this is a person who just likes the sound of it, which is two different things.
Yeah.
You see, as long as the ignorance is still around us, as long as it's still that cloud, then you continue giving people like myself a job to stand in front of you and tell you, you can make it. You've got this. Believe in yourself. But the minute you're going to believe in yourself, that you take people like me and a whole lot of others, like myself, out of the job. You know? The minute you don't read much, then you give people that would read to you a job. Maybe it's how the world balances itself. But point is, the minute you are not doing something, you are crippling me. And someone will rise from that. And it is sad for me to rise and become victorious at your expense. And if you don't want to pay the price, then get up. Get off your chair and start working.
Stop being lazy.
Lazy you are.
Stop being lazy, guys.
Lazy
so, guys, we're having a conversation here for, do you think our youth is lazy? Do you think, when yourself, you are lazy as a Ramu, like I have a little bit.
There's a man, there's a guy that I know, his name is Jeff. He doesn't have hands. No, he does have hands, but he doesn't have arms. So, as long as my hand is, that's from shoulder to the tip of his fingers. And Jappy today, he owns about 4 cars. The last I checked was 3, was going for a 4th car. He just recently started off his own funeral parlor. He's doing network marketing and he's doing good. He has another business on the side, a property. And this is a person without hands.
Yeah.